This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the young innovators from the Wellingkar Institute of Management Development and Research, Mumbai, at the grand finale of Smart India Hackathon 2024 yesterday via video conferencing. During the session, the team leader of Mystic Originals presented their solution to a security challenge posed by Bharat Electronics Limited micro-Doppler-based target classification designed to distinguish between birds and drones. The Prime Minister praised the team's dedication to addressing critical national security issues. The team leader explained that birds and drones often appear similar on radar, leading to false alarms and security threats, especially in sensitive areas. Another team member detailed the technical aspect, noting that their solution uses micro-Doppler signatures, unique patterns generated by objects similar to human fingerprints, to differentiate between drones and birds. When the Prime Minister asked whether the solution could also identify the speed, direction and distance of objects, a team member responded that these features would be integrated soon. Acknowledging the positive uses of drones, such as for medical delivery and essential supplies, the Prime Minister also noted their misuse for smuggling weapons and drugs, creating significant security challenges. In response to the Prime Minister's query about how the solution addresses such challenges, a team member explained that their solution is compact, cost-effective and adaptable to various environments. Another team member from Rajasthan's border area highlighted the increased drone activity after the Pulwama attack and shared how anti-drone systems in the region are frequently activated at night. This team member emphasized that the problem statement was chosen to address the difficulties faced by citizens in border areas. The Prime Minister commended the team for their innovation, suggesting it could open new opportunities for the export of defense technology. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will hold the India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi today. The UAE Foreign Affairs Minister will also meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the afternoon. Our correspondent reports that India and UAE have shared trade links through the centuries. In 2022-23, UAE was the fourth biggest FDI investor for India. UAE has committed to invest $75 billion in India's infrastructure sector over a period of time. The West Asian nation has over 3.5 million Indians, and Emiratis are quite familiar and sensitive to Indian culture. Indian cinema, TV and radio channels are easily available and have good viewership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met the family of legendary filmmaker Raj Kapoor to commemorate his life and legacy ahead of his birth centenary on 14 December in Delhi. The Kapoor family invited the Prime Minister to the Raj Kapoor Film Festival, which will be held from 13th to 15th of this month in 40 cities. The Prime Minister hailed the filmmaker's contribution to the nation, saying that he established India's soft power in the world at a time when the term itself was not coined. The Prime Minister urged the Kapoor family to make a movie especially catering to Central Asia about Raj Kapoor, who is still mesmerizing the people there even after so many years. He added that Raj Kapoor had an impact on their lives. Mr. Modi highlighted to the family that there was a huge potential for Indian cinema in Central Asia and there was a need to work towards tapping the same. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stated that India's banking sector, especially public sector banks, has seen a remarkable turnaround under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. She hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for alleging that public sector banks are being used as unlimited sources of funds for fraudulent people, terming his remarks as baseless. India registered victories in their respective pre-quarter-final ties in the men's and women's events at the World Squash Team Championships 2024 in Hong Kong yesterday. The Indian women's squash team delivered a stunning performance, defeating nine-time champions Australia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.